Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where it remains beautiful despite the works of the devil. The nation is beautiful because the creation demonstrates God's handiwork. You look around you, you see the trees, you see the sky, you see the birds chirping, you see all of the stuff that God has made and designed, intelligent design that's gone into all of creation. And you see that and you can glorify Him and thank Him. And this is a beautiful nation where so much of God's handiwork is there. And despite the works of the enemy in a place like this, we also see the light and the truth of who God is and all that He has made and what He intends for those that are His. So hey, how you doing? How are you? How goes it in your part of the world, wherever it is that God has you? You know, we have moved into a time of incredible shift, of incredible change. And, you know, because that's taking place, you know, one of those things that we've talked about is the need to be just flexible with what God is doing. You know, in John chapter 3, Jesus, when He was talking to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus was asking about being born again, and because he couldn't get his religious mind. Now, he'd been trained as a religious person, and you know, that's one disadvantage is, you know, you've got to get a new mindset. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So one disadvantage that people have that have been steeped in particular traditions is they have a lot of unlearning to do. Yeah, that's why it's a beautiful thing when somebody comes to Christ at a young age, because they don't have a lot of stuff to unlearn. They can just learn the truth and move forward in it. That's why it's worth raising a child in the way they should go, so that when they're old, they don't depart from it. But when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, He talked about those that are led by the Spirit, those that are the children of the truth. And they're like the wind. They go wherever the Spirit leads them. They're like the wind. And you can't capture the wind. You can't bridle the wind. You can't control the wind. The wind does what it's supposed to do. And, you know, a man can see the effects of the wind, but he can't control the wind. And the children of God, we are like that. You know, we flow with whatever it is that God is doing. And that's also one reason why the world struggles, because when it comes to the children of God. Because see, the way the world works is, see, the world works for conformity. And right after it gets conformity, it also gets control. So the world works for conformity and for control. And whereas the children of God, you know, we flow with the Spirit. And because we flow with the Spirit, you can't predict what will happen with a child of God. Because they flow with that which is true. They flow with that which is real. And so when they do that, when they're like that, the result is, they won't conform to the world system. They won't bow down before the image that Nebuchadnezzar sets up in the plains of Dura. They will not, I'm referring to Daniel chapter 3, they will not be part of a fallen world system and sell their soul in exchange for a window of time to be something here. No, they're eternal beings subject to the lordship of Christ Jesus, and they do what it is that the Spirit of God has for them to do. That's how they live, that's who they are, that's what they are. And because of that, They won't be conformed. Because of that, they can't be controlled. And because they are non-conformists, non-controllable by the world. Now, they are under the control of the Spirit of God. No, they're absolutely. They're not without lordship. It's just that the world doesn't like the fact that the lordship that's there is not part of theirs. They're not subject to the lordship of the world. See, here's the thing. When you rightly divide the word, you realize, okay, we, the children of God, obey to the extent that it doesn't violate the truth of the scriptures. But when it violates that truth, that's when, now, okay, even as, go back to Daniel chapter 3, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king at the time, O king, we don't need to be careful in replying to you in this matter. As for this matter, we will not bow our knees before the idol that you've set up. And even if we get thrown into the furnace, it doesn't matter. Because, you know, we are servants of the living God. And, see, that's the thing. You've got to keep this in mind. And in all that's going on in the world, to the extent that what's taking place around you, like when it comes to whatever it comes to, you can keep this in mind. As long as it does not violate the truth of the word, as long as it does not violate the gospel, you're okay. But when the point comes, and there's always that dividing point, there's always that separation between the sheep and the goats. When that point comes between, will you bow your knee before the world and the world system? Now, where's your allegiance? Where's your loyalty? And if you will bow to the world, they'll take you as their own. But if you won't, they will throw you into the fiery furnace. Now, the thing that people that they didn't realize when they did that was that God is with his people. And even as Nebuchadnezzar saw that God was, that Nebuchadnezzar saw that there was a fourth one walking around in there with them, and he looked like the Son of God, was the angel, the Son of God, there walking around inside, untouched by the fires, unscathed. You know, we walk through unscathed. Because, you know, the thing is too, is that, you know, the worst that can happen, which is really not that bad, is God's people, is that they just pass from this life to the next. Whether you die a natural death, or whether your time is cut short for whatever reason, you just pass on from this life into the next as a follower of Christ Jesus. You go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. You can't kill a Christian. You bless them. You bless them. When a child of God leaves this life, it is one of the biggest blessings, because we leave all that this world, all the struggles, all the stuff that gets left here, and we go on to be with him. So it's just while we're here, we spend time and energy and effort about our Father's business, because we love him, and because those that love him obey him, and we seek to do his will because it pleases him, and out of a grateful heart. So yeah, that's what we do. It's cool. Simple enough. Doesn't have to be more complicated than that. But, you know, the world doesn't like the fact that the children of God have the lordship of Christ Jesus functioning inside of them. Because they want that loyalty. They want that allegiance from you. The world wants your allegiance. Because they can tell that you're spiritually different. And they need that power that's at work inside of you. They need your soul to power their system. Because the world system runs on the souls of men. The world system runs on the lifeblood of men. Mystery Babylon, mother of harlots, in you was found the blood of the saints. Judgment comes upon the world and the world system because of the blood of the saints, the blood of the innocent that's found in it. You know, God settles accounts. That's another thing too. Look, just because God is patient in dealing with the unrighteous doesn't mean that He is naive, and it doesn't mean that He doesn't see, and it doesn't mean that He's not going to settle things. He settled things just fine. But, you know, even as God was speaking to Abram, He said, look, you know, the cup wasn't full yet for the land that would be promised to his descendants. There was going to be a time when their cup was full and was going to be poured out for all the wickedness that they had done. And when that happened, at that point, that's when God settles accounts. And that's when God, you know, created the time where He moved out those that weren't His and replaced it, made a land for His people. So, you know, with all that the world is, that's going on in the world, this is why God keeps having me remind you that He is in control. And when you know that, you rest in that. Look, you can rest in the fact that God is in control. You can rest in the fact that with all that's taking place, that nothing escapes His notice, that no one gets away with anything, that that there's a truth in all that's taking place, that God's word is above it all. You know, the promises of God apply throughout all of these situations that are going on in the world. Right now, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew chapter 6 will continue to apply to you. All these things shall be added unto you, speaking of your needs. God will take care of your needs. If you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, God will take care of your needs. Period. Period. The things that you need, God will take care of. If you trust Him, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. If you lack wisdom, ask Him. He'll give it to you. You know, the promises of God are there. They apply. That's why we encourage you, get in the Word. You know, read it. And when you've got the chance, turn on the audio Bibles. Listen to it, because the Word is powerful when you put it in the air. And when you hear it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why we put out these audios. Because the audio strengthens you. When you hear what God is speaking unto the church in this window of time, it strengthens you. When you have a heart to hear, it strengthens you. It encourages you for the journey. So, go after it. Fill up on the Word. Seek direction. And when you find the promises of God, when you find those promises, hold on to them. Enjoy them. Appreciate them. And apply them unto your life, because they were meant to be applied to your life. They were meant for you to have an abundant life. And all of His promises are true, and all of them are meant for you. God meant His promises for you. So, enjoy it. And make sure to apply them. Because that intention is for you, that you may live the life God intended. The maximum life God intended for you this day. And with that, God bless you guys. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook, and you will find us. So, hey, God bless you. Keep on keeping on, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And we'll catch up with you really soon. Talk to you later. Bye.